This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
That Brexit deal left something out. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Britain and the EU have settled on how they're going to trade goods with one another come the new year. No tariffs, no quotas on everything from fish to car paint. Services, though, that is a whole other can of worms that is going to be handled separately. The services sector in general accounts for about 80% of the British economy, and financial services makes up a hefty portion of that. So what happens when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Day? Philip Stafford is a journalist at the Financial Times.
Financial services is one of the biggest industries in the UK. I mean, it delivered £76 billion to the government last year. It has rather been left on the side. What the relationship is governed by is a series of unilateral deals. It's a unilateral permit to access certain parts of the market. So come January the 1st, unless there's a little bit of movement in the week between Christmas and New Year, you really can't see much changing. There might be one or two of these permits handed out.
That was Philip Stafford of the Financial Times. This year has been a challenging year, to say the least, for retailers. And the holiday shopping season is going to be a challenge, too. For starters, it looks different. It started in October, and a lot of it moved online. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports that for shoppers and for retailers, the week after Christmas will look different, too.
10% of holiday sales happen the last week of the year, and retailers are counting on that, says Sucharita Kadali, an analyst with Forrester.
There's all the stuff that didn't sell. Retailers mark them down. Consumers go rushing to stores.
They head to malls to return gifts, redeem gift cards, and walk off holiday cookies. But this year, Kadali expects
it's going to be disappointing.
Because consumer spending throughout the pandemic is generally down, and shoppers weren't crowding into stores before the holidays. Supply chain issues have kept in-store inventories lean. But after Christmas, stuff is going to flow into the stores, says Third Bridge analyst Nick Shields.
The biggest thing that the entire retail sector is anticipating is higher returns.
That's because when people buy online, they tend to return more. And lots of consumers have increased their online buying throughout the pandemic. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Looking at the numbers, U.S. markets are closed for Christmas, same in Europe. The Nikkei in Tokyo closed down less than 0.1%. But here's one more number for you. 14 million Americans. That is the number of people whose unemployment aid is set to end tomorrow without coronavirus relief. Another number, $8 billion. That's the amount of money to fund vaccine distribution that states will not get without coronavirus relief. The fate of that bill is still in limbo. It is unclear if President Trump will sign it.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Studies suggest that Americans likely have moved less overall during the pandemic, but for those who did move, the number one reason was the pandemic. The ability to work remotely has opened up possibilities for a lot of remote workers. Why pay absurd New York or San Francisco rents if you don't have to? One city in Arizona is trying to capture the attention of those newly mobile workers as a way to boost its own local economy. KJZZ's Michelle Marisco reports from Tucson.
Tucson is known for its more than 300 days of sunshine a year, normally a lure for college students and snowbirds. Now a nonprofit with funding from the city has started a program to lure working professionals.
You've seen all these stories of people now that they have worked from home. Big cities are not necessarily as attractive.
Liz Pocock is the CEO of the nonprofit that runs Remote Tucson. It's offering people who relocate about $7,500 in incentives, including moving money, a year of internet service, a workspace, and an ambassador to help them settle in.
People are looking for a different kind of quality of life. They're looking to connect to their communities in different ways.
The program is starting off with a pilot to relocate 10 people. They must have a job that exists elsewhere, and they have to be willing to make Tucson home for at least a year. It is modeled after a similar program in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Zach Yenser is executive director of Tucson Young Professionals and is one of the ambassadors who will work with people who relocate.
We make sure that they have all their questions answer, that they're connected into the basics of where do I live, where do I shop, where do I play.
Tucson has a little more than 500,000 people. That's one draw Remote Tucson is banking on as it tries to attract high-income workers from bigger cities. Another is the climate.
Obviously, we don't have blizzards here. We don't have tornadoes here. We don't have hurricanes here.
That's Randy Rogers, CEO of Tucson Association of Realtors. It's sponsoring a program that he hopes will attract up to 70 people a year. Those who come face a tight real estate market. Medium home prices are about $265,000, so homes are selling fast. Brittany Griffith and her husband moved to Tucson this summer. They were told they needed a bid above asking price to get a home.
Which is a crazy thought that there was no room for negotiation with homes right now.
Remote Tucson has been taking applications since November. There were 200 applicants in its first week. In Tucson, Michel Marisco for Marketplace.
If you want to stay caught up on all the economic news of the day, just listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace. You can find it on many public radio stations or at marketplace.org. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.